Blog Talk Radio.
I don't want to be called the Hood anymore.
So what do you want to be called?
You want to know what people say about you.
Most people fail to see the real me.
The city still needs saving.
It needs a hero.
When I put on the hood, it's kill or be killed.
You'll never be a hero to them.
As long as the city is safe.
Arrow, Wednesdays at 8, 7 central on the CW.
My name is Oliver Queen. After 5 years on a hellish island, I have come home with only one goal: to save my city. But to do so, I can't be the killer I once was. To honor my friend's memory, I must be someone else. I must be something else.
And hello, party people. This is your host, Jesus Arania. Welcome to the Arrow Talk podcast on this lovely March the 21st, 2014. Just a shy day away from the beginning of spring. And you know what that means. Season's finales are coming up soon. So how freaking cool was last night's episode, Suicide Squad? A lot, tons of DC gems stuffed into this one episode. Oh my gosh, and we're definitely going to talk about the Easter eggs. And of course the big one is, who? Yes, Harley Quinn! Harley Quinn had a little silhouette cameo, but we heard the voice. It's by Tara Long. She does the voice for all the Arkham games that features Harley Quinn. So that's kind of cool that they got the same voice from the video game, as well as I'm sure she's done other stuff for DC. I know I was reading her bio. She did some Powerpuff voices and you name it. Any girly cartoon, she's in it. So Tara Long did a little cameo as Harley Quinn, as Diggs and his ex-wife were having a little argument, and of course Harley Quinn volunteered her specialties, and Amanda Waller definitely not taking crap from Harley Quinn. So tonight we will be talking about Suicide Squad on this lovely Friday, and we're on every Friday night at 8 p.m. That's Pacific Standard Time, so check your local time zones. And please dial in at 914-338-1036. All of our podcasts are on iTunes as well as blogtalk.com. Just do a search for Arrow Talk. And that's it. Okay, I'm done plugging. All right, let's go from area code 239. Welcome to the Arrow Talk podcast.
Mac from Florida, what's up?
How's it going, sir?
Pretty good. Forgive me if you might hear a cat crying. You might hear my cat crying in a bit because I'm by myself right now. My mom's at a friend's house.
Okay, no worries.
And my cat Callie is going to be crying. But, man, I did like the episode last night. Oliver was going nuts on Slade.
Oh, wow. Totally.
Those were my favorite parts in the episode. I didn't really care for the Diggle parts.
Really?
I like the flashbacks on the island. They did this type of episode earlier. I mean, I was expecting more Slade. They left us hanging.
Right. It's kind of like they took a break from Slade.
I know, but I could see it, Jesus, this Wednesday night's Arrow, Birds of Prey, Black Canary, and Huntress hashing it out. That's
going
to be awesome.
And we always love our little Huntress, don't we, Matt?
Huntress is back and bam, she's looking good.
Okay. Okay. All right, let's see. From area code 201, welcome to the Arrow Talk podcast.
Hey, it's Lauren from TV Rafter.
Lauren, welcome back.
I didn't know what night you guys were on, so I was like...
Yeah, we switched
Thursday,
nights, I know. We're now down to Friday.
Oh, okay, that's good, actually.
Oh, good, awesome. Well, it's great hearing back from you. How you been? Let's start with that. How, you know, what have you been up to? Are you still... writing? Or?
I haven't been caught up with my stuff, but eventually I will, you know, but I just haven't.
Wait. You haven't been caught up with Arrow?
No, with writing at my...
I love that, Jesus. I love that.
I love it too. I love it.
I just haven't been writing my reviews and news briefs.
Okay. Yeah.
So.
I was like, for a while, I'm like, you know, I haven't seen any tweets from Lauren, or it's just like, yeah, okay. Because I'm like, maybe did I offend her? I thought it was me.
No.
Here I am, you know, little eagle burst. Okay, well, welcome back, Lauren. I hope we don't ruin it for you, but seriously, you have to see it. It was a great episode. Seeing a lot of gems with the DC Universe.
I'm caught up.
Oh, good, good. So what do you think of last night's episode?
I thought it was pretty good. I for one, actually liked the Diggle-centric episode.
I did.
And, you know.
Yeah, I liked. And remember, I don't know if you've been hearing the podcast, but lately I've been saying I want more Diggle, and they heard. Even though they shot this months ago, but they heard
like
me.
It was good that we got like flashbacks of when he
first and more background on him and his ex-wife.
Yeah, and then I also like they beefed up Deadshot more, like making him about, you know, a little funny and. I didn't know he had a daughter in that.
Me? I didn't know he could talk. I think this is the first time we heard him talk.
I didn't know he had a sense of humor.
Right? Yeah, it's kind of like these characters that at first they give us the quick intro. You know, when I say intro, like introduction to them. And sometimes there's not that much development because, you know, you do have like what TV is now cut down to like 40-some minutes. You know, not the 4 hour because you have to accommodate for the commercials. And it's really like, boom, 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 we got to get them in and out. But now I love how they're stretching out these storylines where it includes previous characters coming back. I really like that. All right.
Yeah,
cool. Well, it's great to have you back.
Thank you.
Yeah. Yeah. Okay. Let's see. From Error Code 772, welcome to the Arrow Talk podcast.
Mary Beth.
Hey, Mary Beth. Welcome back.
Hey, Mary Beth. We missed you last week.
We missed you. Wait, I hope we didn't put you to sleep.
No. It was before you came on the East Coast. On the East Coast, it was 11 o'clock at night for me.
Alright, because I was going to say, Matt, we're putting Mary Beth to sleep. Let's spice it up. Exactly. All right. I'm sorry for the listeners that might be getting a little annoyed by that noise, but if you've been listening to the podcast, you know Matt and I have been using that dun, 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 when we want to reveal a big secret or a big reveal from the show. And I said, for some reason today it popped in my head, I'm like, I'm going to look to see if that even exists somewhere recorded.
Your mic was open before it came on. I heard you.
Yeah, and luckily...
Yes, I heard all you guys goofing up.
Yeah, so we found it. Yeah. Now we can goof off on the sound effect. All right.
Awesome,
all right. Mary Beth, tell us, did you watch Suicide Squad last this week?
Yes, I did. Yes, I did.
And give us your first thoughts.
I've got to say something. I didn't know much about the Suicide Squad until I saw it on Smallville. And they've expanded a little bit more. But I liked the part with Diggle. I didn't know much about his background, so I was glad that they opened that up to see what it was.
Me too.
And they had some Arrow, so that kind of brought me up on speed because I didn't read comics that much. So I'm glad they brought some background on him because I didn't know much about him. So it was very good, a lot of action, and the guy with the eye. He's a pretty good actor. I've seen him before. So it was good. A lot of action.
It was kind of weird to see Diggle working with the bad guys.
Yeah, it was
kind of odd.
Wasn't it? Yeah, it was kind of like weird. I'm sure he, you know, and it's funny, the actor, it gave some looks as to like, is this really happening? I'm working with the guy I really want to kill?
Yes, that's true. That was a big surprise. That was a big surprise. But it had a little push to it, a little more action. So,
right. And just the torment of Oliver, of what he's going through, I mean, yeah, really read it on Steven's face. Let's go to you, Lauren. Lauren, how do you think Oliver, or the actor, Steven, portrayed his character in this really sticky situation?
I thought it was, you know, heartbreaking. I mean, I wasn't really, to be honest, like I said before, I actually liked the Diggle story more than, you know, what Oliver was going through. I mean, that's sort of been ongoing, so it was a nice change of pace with the Diggle story. So, I don't know. I mean, I think that was the first time that he told Sarah that he picked Shadow over, I mean, he picked her over Shadow, right? Or,
right.
You know, when he was executed. Oh, hello?
No, we can hear you.
Okay. So, yeah, I mean, you know, it was, I mean, I thought it was okay, but it was not, I wasn't really too invested in that storyline too much.
Yeah, and I love the relationship between Diggle and Amanda Waller. It's kind of like that love-hate, you know, it's like,
yeah.
I really don't want to be involved with you, but I will help you.
Yeah.
Because he's a good guy, you know? It's kind of crazy. All right, Matt, let's go to you. How do you think Steven, the actor, really pulled off an emotional scene, you know, with the threat of Slade lurking in the shadows, and then the reveal from Amanda Waller on the known villain, Deathstroke?
Do it. Play it.
Oh, you
no,
know what?
Done.
Right when I said I'm like, oh, I'm not. Okay.
Yeah, right there. Because I love that end scene with her and Oliver. And,
I know. When I was watching it, I was like, oh, my God.
Yeah, it was a great end scene. But, oh, my gosh, like the certain parts when he's just going crazy. And I love the scene where he thinks he sees Slade lurking behind the building, trying to find them. You see the Deathstroke costume that's going to be in the episode Deathstroke.
Totally.
In one more week. And then you see what Slade promises to do to Oliver at the end, the arrow through the other Deathstroke mask eye. I mean, that was awesome.
Yes. And then also, don't forget the scenes even with the Russian mafia. Remember how dramatic those were? It was just crazy how right before, of course, Deathstroke kills the Russian mobster or the Brotherhood. Those scenes, they were pretty intense. I mean, and Steve, he just does a wonderful job. You just buy it. I mean, do you guys really see an actor, or do you just buy that it's Oliver?
Yeah, Stephen A. Mills is great, but Jesus, this fall, now it's been having the Tamar people on Monday night. Do you think it'll be smart for them to put Arrow at 8 on Monday night?
On Monday nights? I don't know. Because definitely I hope they don't put them on Fridays. Because, I mean, you know, let's be honest. People go out on Fridays. They go to the movies. They go out for dinner. Hopefully they don't do that like how they did it with Smallville. But let's see. Yeah, so Steven, definitely kicking ass, if you guys don't mind me saying, literally. let's go to you, Mary Beth. Mary Beth, what was one of your favorite scenes in last night, you know, in this week's episode, you know, Suicide Squad?
What
stood out for you?
I was seeing the emotional side of Arrow, which he was very
good.
I mean, that was good to see that he's human sometimes, not just a villain all the time.
It was pretty heavy. I was just like, wow, I felt exhausted watching his scenes.
I know, but these guys, that's something a woman would see more than the guys. You know, they like the action, that type of thing. But I'm glad to see that he's got some emotion. He's really torn. He's really upset. He doesn't want to have his girlfriend there with him, but she came along and helped him. So I thought those scenes with those two were very good. I found them very emotional and very strong. So I think that's going to help him through whatever he has to go through for the next couple of weeks or whatever they're going to do. But I thought that was what stood out with me, because I actually saw an emotional side of this guy. He's a good actor, I got to admit. He's very good. He can show the emotion that, you know, sometimes a lot of actors have trouble with, but he came across it. He literally did give me, like, he was really emotionally torn, and I thought it was very well done. That's what stood out with mine. And, of course, I told you before, the Diggle background, which I didn't know anything about, so that was good, too.
Right.
So that's what stood out in my mind.
I like to see emotional sizes and things instead of only action. You know, but that because people are human and they have to have emotions behind them too. So.
Yeah, definitely. And they bring it to the screen, and that's how us as viewers get really involved and attached to it. All right, Lauren, let's hear your thoughts. What was your favorite scene? What stood out in this week's episode, Suicide Squad?
I think it was when, what's that, Diggle and Deadshot were talking, and he said, you know, like I said before, I like that we found the beefed up, you know, Deadshot, and we found out that he had a daughter, and then there's also like a sense of humor from him too, like when he said like something about popcorn with Diggle and Lila were arguing going into the room or something like that. So
yeah,
those like scenes stood out to me because I just a while, you know, I like that Deadshot was like no longer like a throwaway character like he was in season one. So I mean, I'm hoping they do that more with like other, you know, the villains that they've introduced in the show.
Yeah. All right. Let's go to you, Matt from Florida. What was your favorite episode and why?
Scene. You mean favorite scene. I did like the part when they were...
I mean, yeah, scene, not episode.
Yeah, I did like the part when they were... I did love the part where they were escaping and you see that drone coming in and there is an explosion.
Oh, my gosh. It was like a Mission Impossible movie.
Yeah. Almost like in Die Hard as well.
Yeah, Die Hard, you name it, all those action movies. And Amanda Waller, definitely not playing, right?
He was badass. In that scene, though, when Diggle went to Lila and she was in that, you know what, I don't want to talk bad in front of the ladies, but you know what I'm talking about.
Oh, yeah.
With Lila, I think she is very pretty. I do like Lila. But I just can't get over Harley Quinn, man. I was geeking out. Like, the first time I heard that voice, it clicked, the Easter egg was right there because I have Batman Beyond, Return of the Joker movie.
Oh, yeah?
I see in Superman animated series and the Justice League and the Injustice game and Batman Arkham game and that clue just, I go, what? Are you freaking kidding me?
Yes.
Oh,
yeah,
cool,
that's
a dumb moment for me.
Here you go, Matt. This is for you. All right. I promise not to play much next week.
I have a crazy theory at first on how Slade's going to get to Oliver, that he's first going to use Moira, even though Oliver thinks he's going to use Sarah, I think he's going to use his mom, get close to his mom, start seeing her.
Because right now they're in really shaky waters, and that might seem definitely a good idea to get them back together, having them go through this, you know, really bad tragedy.
Tell his mom. He needs to, before even Slade does anything, he needs to reconcile things with his mom, because no matter what, his mom loves Oliver. And he needs to tell her mom, I know Slade. He was my friend on the island.
Yeah, yeah.
For 5 years. And I still have a feeling in the finale or soon, Thea needs to find out that Malcolm is her father.
Ooh, that's definitely one of these moments. All right. So if you're listening to the podcast, we're talking about Suicide Squad. And I want to share a great article that comicbook.com posted in regards to the DC Comics Universe Easter eggs that were in this last week's episode. Alex Leonov, we haven't seen this guy in a while, but the Pratov agent who works for Oliver this episode is actually a reoccurring episode from episode one, if you guys remember him back then. Alexi appears in both Lone Gunman and Vertigo last year, and most notably helping Oliver to track down a gunman who tried to kill Diggle. That gunman turned out to be Deadshot. Eventually, they brought him down and, well, welcome to the Suicide Squad. And then it bring up the Earthquake Machine is also a reference to, I'm sorry?
It was reference to Bronze Tiger.
Yeah, and that's it. It was referencing that as well. And then, of course, the big reveal at the very end, Quinn, it's Dr. Harley Quinzel is the actual name. She says, "I'm a trained therapist," it's banging on the door, and of course, Amanda Waller telling her to shush. And then also, do you guys remember the film of Shadow when Oliver looks back, turns around, and on the wall is a projected home video or home film of Shadow? Wasn't that like a creepy scene? Like, what the heck is going on? Lauren, I want to ask you, what were your thoughts when you saw that scene of Shadow's projection on the wall?
I mean,
how did Blade get that footage?
Exactly. How did he do it? Well, one of the theories on this article, it says that he might have received the home movie, and he might have taken the home movie from Yao Fei's possession. Maybe it's one of those. Yeah. So I thought it was pretty creepy, especially the music and the way it was kind of like really out there. I don't know. It was just definitely different. Mary Beth, let's go to you. Your thoughts on the film of Shadow projected on the wall?
It was creepy. It really shook me up a little bit.
It was.
What's going on here? You know, that kind of threw me off a little bit. Yeah, it was interesting the way they did it.
Right, because this whole time we've been seeing either a flashback or a dream/nightmare for Oliver.
Right.
But now he's awake. He's alert. He's conscious.
He's alert.
And
yes,
he's seeing her projected on this wall. I would have just died. I would have been like, oh, my gosh.
I know. But really threw him off his game because he was shocked when he saw that. So it really put him back to the real disappointing situation. He was scared. He looked like he was scared. He didn't know what was going on.
Oh, my gosh. Yes. For the first time you saw fear in his eyes.
Yes, you did. Yes, you saw that. Yeah, I found that very interesting. He did that very well. He did that in a good way.
Very well, yeah.
He was quite surprised, too. And you couldn't tell if it was dream or real, but for him it was real.
It was definitely real. All right, Matt, let's go to you, sir. Your thoughts on that film of Shadow.
I mean, wow. Really intense, dark. I mean, oh, my gosh. He's just going to continue batting himself that he's going to just, it was made him think of memories on who he had to choose. I mean, I have my mom and a friend of mine that I love so much. It would have been crazy if that was me. Like, say, oh, come on, Matt. Oh. You choose right now. Who lives? Who dies? Kathy or...
Oh, my gosh.
If they shot my mom, I would just go bizarre. I mean, that was just so bizarre what that crazy psychotic guy Ivo did. The Shadow.
Yeah.
I thought we're going to see Shadow just continue. I mean, I was shocked that Sarah was still alive.
Yeah.
But I'm used to Sarah now. I like her a lot.
Right. Yeah, it's unbelievable the way that they did this, and it's just really a great overall, the acting was really great. I mean, it's just really a fun episode, and it's kind of fresh to see new programming like this. Lauren, you touched base on was it you, Matt, about the family man? We got to learn a little bit more about Deadshot's brief past and also why he's doing it.
That was Lauren.
Okay.
Yeah, that was me. He had a daughter.
I know, right? We didn't know that either. And then he's really doing this for them and trying to turn a new leaf and, you know, try to make his family proud. I didn't know that Deathstroke had that in him.
Did you say Deathstroke or
Deadshot? Deadshot. Thank you for correcting me. I know, that's a big no-no. Okay. So go, Lauren.
Hello?
Lauren?
Hello?
Are you still there?
Yeah.
Yeah, I'm still here.
Okay, so tell us. So let me ask this other question, since I can't remember what I asked. But coming up on these future episodes, and also on Facebook, Oliver says that they have 4 more weeks of principal photography before he wraps out Arrow and goes to the Derby, he mentioned on Facebook. 4 more weeks until the last frame of season 2 has ended. I mean, we're almost there, guys. I mean, it's not that far away. I mean, they have to wrap something up. Do you think Slade's going to make it through to season 3? Do you think that's the end of Slade? Do you think Myra? We lost Tommy last season. Why can't we lose Myra? So do you think she'll sacrifice herself to save Oliver with Slade as, you know, the murderer? I mean, there's so many questions. Let's open up the floor. If you have anything you want to talk about, now is the time. If you're listening to us online, please call in at 914-338-1036. We have a new caller. Welcome to the Arrow Talk Podcast.
Okay, baby.
Hello? Hello?
Oh. Hello?
Yes? Okay, I guess they're not there. I'll leave the line open. If you can hear us, please call. You can start talking. That's how this all works. Okay, so let's go to you, Matt, from Florida. The floor is yours.
I mean, I can't even begin. Like, there's even Brother Blood, Ra's al Ghul. I mean, Malcolm Merlyn is still out there. I mean, I would love to see him and Oliver set aside their differences and work together to stop Slade. Because he knows.
Oh, that would be kind of cool, like a team-up?
Yes, kind of like on how in Marvel, Spider-Man and Venom had that team-up together.
Yeah, and then don't forget our speedy character, Mr. Roy Harper, with his super strength.
Yeah, oh yeah, I want it. But still, Jesus, before the Flash pilot, we need to see Barry Allen come in as the Flash. I mean, something.
Oh, wouldn't that be an awesome team-up?
I mean,
he has
on.
Bird of Prey and Barry Allen next to him versus the League of Shadows, Slade, Merlin, you know, including Merlin. I mean, just this huge war.
Yeah, DC has truly rated its stakes on TV better than Marvel.
Yeah, and then what would you guys do if, let's say, Tommy came back? What would you do if he's like, hello, Oliver, I've been alive this whole time?
That would be bizarre.
That would be bizarre. That's why I threw it out there.
Yeah, because you did see him in Three Ghosts. That would be crazy.
Yeah. All right, anything else, Matt?
In the episode Three Ghosts, where Barry Allen is struck by lightning, I know because I keep on reading online. That's an open show to go into the Flash. But why can't they bring him back? They hardly talk about Barry anymore.
Yeah, they don't even check up on him. How is he doing at Central City? No one. Not even Felicity.
I don't know if you guys said, but some of the Flash characters are going to be in episode 19, or I think 20, the one that was going to be with the
Flash.
That's
correct.
It's going to be like two characters that's going to be in the upcoming Flash show. So
yeah.
You'll get that Central City or Flash connection there.
Right. All right, so I'm sorry, guys, if I didn't get to you. This wrap-ups our half hour of Arrow Talk. Thank you guys so much for calling in. Hopefully you guys could join us on our other podcast, Smallville Talk, where we talk about everything, anything about Superman. So join us. We're going to switch over to that one now. But I want to thank you guys again for calling in, and we'll talk to you next week. Lauren, hopefully we can talk to you next week.
Hopefully I'll remember.
All right, bye.
Okay.